go to Finney's Wake. Do we have Roy here giving us the page number? The page? The 370, we're going to use our books. Nobody's got a book. Bert, can you post the page somehow? Whoever knows where you do it.
Roy just posted it, Bob.
Okay. There it is, page 370. Is Ian still with us?
Yeah, when we're not muted.
You're not muted. You haven't been muted all night.
Can I make a first comment before?
Yeah.
I united the earth with the text, the last name, and a lot of things happened last week.
Like?
But
what happened?
Like, boom. Well, I discovered many things that were already happening, but I had no idea that they were all linked. And it's related to people trying to get in my house.
Of course. You saw through the grimoire.
Yeah.
She saw through the grimoire, or they saw through it?
She saw through it. She saw the chinks. Mm. Before, she was just silly thinking she was safe and all that kind of foolishness, and now she sees how there's openness.
Yes, and actually, it was like when I was in front of the door, I could see, like, in my mind, like when you imagine something, the person's in front of the door, but as if I could see through the door, but not, I was not seeing, like, with my eyes through the door, but in my mind, I could see one was sitting on the stairs. And the other was in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Is that lately or the one 2 weeks ago?
No, the one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So you didn't open the door?
No. No. But,
So you're wondering if it's the neighbor across the street, across the hall, or upstairs?
I think it's both.
What do you say, Ian?
Okay.
But you agree? It's across the hall and upstairs?
Yeah, okay.
You don't what?
Yeah. No, we didn't say anything.
So do you have any advice for me?
It's the Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
The Assassin's Creed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a video game.
Oh.
And, they made also a movie, but it's about how they locate...
Valhalla.
What's that? Are you saying Valhalla or Ron Holland? Ra Holland? What are you saying?
B is in Victor. Valhalla.
Valhalla?
Yeah.
Isn't that a German afterlife condition? Valhalla? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Valhalla?
Look at that, dude. Vinegan's awake already. You're boring us.
Well, just tell me, which one should I do now?
Whatever one you want to.
What do you mean, which Your one time. Would you do? Which one what?
Her time is limited.
The name of the earth.
She can't go to school. She can't teach the kids. She can't show up. She can't be here. So she doesn't have time for all this detail, Bob. She's busy. Did you get that? So What you do is you do those and you go to another one and see what happens. And then you do another one, you see what happens.
Okay.
Makes it easier.
Okay.
If you want to.
Of course I want to.
Oh, nice. That's good to hear.
Thank you. Okay, let's do the finale break.
Yep. Okay. Where is it?
Start it and nut it out, Bob.
Right, I see that. Okay, so that's,
middle of Tuesday,
line 14, line 14, 370 approximately. Nut it out, PBI. On a mass of fermenting napes. How do I get rid of the echo? Let me see.
It's Roxy.
Oh. Can you mute your phone, Roxy?
Well, I'm going to hold my hand in front of the speaker.
Okay, see if that works.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
No. I'm going to do Dimitri and Bert. And Michael. And Ion. No, I can't do Ion. So I guess it's your phone. Roxy, so.
Of course it was. We'll tell you that. Like, how you believe us on everything else, but don't believe us on the obvious stuff. It's silly.
So is there anything I can do besides hanging up?
No, don't hang up. Just gonna have to accept it.
Get off speaker.
I mean, you're trying to. What?
Get off speaker.
Roxy has to get off speaker.
Yeah, she's on speakerphone.
You're on the speakerphone?
No.
Yeah.
How are you holding your hand over the speaker?
Hello. It's working now. Okay, you got it blocked. All right, so...
Nut it out, PBI.
Yeah, that's line 15. Nut it out, PBI. Onomaso fermenti nebs. But, top. You were in the same boat of yourselves too, ghetto butt-off, or dream pleasuring, and you receptionated the most deliscious of mollusk, which had all flowered your drooplin' Dunleary's. But dribble a drop went down your rot hole, meaning... Kelly, Grimes, Phelan, Molyneux, O'Brien, McAllister, Seeley, Coyle, Hines, Jones, Naylor, Trainer, Corsi, DeCorsi, and Gilligan, Gall. Stunner of Oddstods on Blue Bleeding Boarhorse. What Sorison's head surprises thus two out of Rump Pump Lacun Oak with? Well, we cannot say whom we are looking like through his now face. It is of Noggin's Wilk Dust, the both sides of the seats of the Big Slaps, of the Bog Chaps, of the Porlebar, of the Maringar, of the Lachlan Gonlan Letter, of the Fiof, of the Fof, of Four-Thumbed Shiplazoid. Bounce! It is Polysigned Stunter, the Sockerson Boy, to pump the fire of the lewd into those souls of Bocce's have South Dovers, till fell they dead war Newt Vindict. And whale time he was rancid their smutty flaskins, note under, he called for their poopishers, a hull on em fire, may neuther, and now, shatten up ship, bounce, mumps, bounce, no more glando skins, cheek and levers, all assured for Kapali gizzards, stole away there, gluttony of stinks, porter failures and spirituous funksters.
Wait a minute, you're going on and on, too many words, slow down. You gotta set the tone. This is where you are now.
You're trying to figure out how to nut it out. You're trying to figure out how to get the laddie-like lassitude. Everybody's peepee-eyed, you see. And so now you're trying to figure out these details, and you got problems with your rat hole dribbling.
So, nut it out, you mean to nut? You talking about the act of sex? Orgasm, not sex, orgasm.
Hmm.
So you're trying to get an orgasm.
Not trying to. You're rubbing one out.
And you're in the same boat.
Yeah. And see, they're trying to find this condition from an emotion, and then you have drooping delirious.
Yeah.
If you dribble a drop, it'll go down your rat hole.
Yeah. Meaning,
it's sort of been the theme tonight. It's sort of been the theme tonight.
Yes, with Dimitri and Bert.
No, Dimitri did great, and Bert never did get to ask his damn questions either. That was kind of ridiculous, but anyway, he gets some more. He keeps adding to the pylon. But you have sub-rises. And before you get the Rumpelstiltskin out of your oak ass, Bob, you got the blue bleeding boar horse.
Yeah, I see that.
Now, what's going to happen is as your body changes, it'll be a stunner or an odd stods, the Dobstown. But it's still going to get Sorensen's. That's the worst part of the Naringars. That's when you start looking for the Gunland letter. That's the rest that you're going to forfeit. Forfund. So,
what is it? The rest you're going to forfeit?
Mm-hmm.
One's rest. One's peace.
Mm-hmm. Because what's going to happen, the bog champs of the polar bar, what is the polar bar, Bob?
Portal.
No. Polar shifts. Oh, it's underlined.
The polar flips. Yeah.
And they're going to bar. And there's going to be a Naringar then. And Lachlan's going to get, Lachlan's going to get Golan Batter. Mm-hmm. For the four-foomed zip-de-lee. That's like a fleur-de-lee upside down.
Yeah.
And what it's going to do now, it's going to bounce.
The planet will bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fire of the lewd. So this is the, sort of like the, calendula. What do you call that thing that's going to go off? The calendar? What the hell is it called?
Caldera. Caldera.
Oh, yeah. Does that fit here?
Either that or it's Dimitri's penis. We don't know which. We gotta see. We gotta see how it goes.
But it bounces the fire of the lewd into the souls of botches and have some stubbers to fell the dead war and nudie vindict. And the whole time he was ranting there smutsy. What?
Vindict. Mm-hmm.
Vindict. Vindictive?
No. The act of coitus.
Hmm. And he was ranting there, smutsy floskins, no dunder, yickelard, for their poopishers. A hull on them fire may knew their end now. People are going to want it to end. Shutting up ship, bounce again. So that's another earthquake. No more clandors and chicken livers. All ashore for Catholic gizzards, stole away there, gluttony of stinks. Porter fillures and spirituous sunksters. Ooh, oom.
Yeah, that's what we say all the time. We go, That's what that means.
Right. As these vituperards in his bosom,
slow down. You're going too fast. So you're trying to get in a hurry? You got to catch a bus? What's up? Slow up a minute. So what's going to happen now? The porter fillures and spiritus, the spirit side
of the feeling place, that's how you're going to have to activate your power, because everything else you're trying is not working. So you got to get the sunk-sters.
What's the porter failures? That's the non-spiritual?
Oh, right. The literal.
Literal. Yeah, because the family is the porter family. In the book, it becomes the porter family at the end.
Which are all the lost. That's all the lonely people. The lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
As these vituperards in his bosom, he did strongholder, bush bros, knobbly nape, swingly swangner, sunken trunk, that from tin of this clucking had a runced slap hoddle slup. For him had hoard from far to piping. As of Dower Duchy was a singleton. He cooed that loud, nor he was young. He could bad call, nor he was gray like water parted from the say. Ostia, lift at it, Ostia, from the say, away from the say. Him.
Okay, hold on.
Any comment?
That comes in. That's what you said, hold on. From the say, this is that part. Getting out of the verbal tenacity and go into the more carnal emotion. We're trying to build a level so that you can build a, well, Bob used to call it 1,000 years of Baghdad battery. So funny. Mm. He was just ridiculous. He said it one time and he was still saying it. It's pretty crazy. But you're building your repertoire up so that you can start opening things. Now, we don't want one word out of Roxy, but here, this is an example of what she's doing when she just now decided to start engaging in this thing called power. She's been given every goddamn thing she asked for, except a trick out of Berlin. But everything she's asked for, and now she's starting to participate, and she's starting to see the chinks in the armor. She doesn't have to be bound by this anymore, but she had to find an emotion, which was sometimes we cause to stir this up a bit so that that angelic realm can be of assistance rather than keep you asleep.
So, this paragraph describes Roxy?
This describes a lot of people, Bob, but people that are starting to engage and then they're shocked, they're stunned. They're pillywingers. You got the swilly swaggers and the sunken trunks and the knobbly napes. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to notice this. It's called re-remembered. The chubs, the chips, and the chass.
Right. Here hasing he hymned, re-remembered all the chubs, chips, chaffs, chuck and pucks, and chainy chime bells that he had misdistributed in port, pub, park, pantry, and poultry house, were most emulously concerned, capturing the last drops of summer down through their grooves of blarneying. Here the socks unlocked at the door, which he would shut and shore, and lave them to store.
Wait. See, that gives the blow-by-blow of what you see at the door.
Oh, yeah.
Roxy was looking through the door. Others have that same process, but she's made herself be bound. So that's why that shows up through the roof, through the door. But strangely, not through the floor. See? So go figure. So then the others are having the same thing. Like Skip yelling at them children. It's just so sad. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. The way she yells at them children. But going through that same process of finding... It's an emotion. You're finding emotion emotionlessly. Because then you're going to get the drops. You can imagine what that's about. As you find the new drops, they're going to be much more potent.
Mm. For be all rules of sport, 'tis right that youth be dowered to charm the night, whilst age is dumped to mind the day when water parted from the say. The humming, it's coming. Inzwe, Anzwe. Fingo, Makishkumard, Abasumi, Bergiris, Benefici, or Benefice, he was bowing him and scraping him in recalcitrantitament to the right about, and these probe no publicos clamatizing for an extension on his hostelry, with his charge hand bombing their ears. Tids, genmen, plays, she been going shooter off, alme neuther, unawares.
That's the pistol packing grannies starting to kick up, and they're coming. Because, see, the same emotion that you're trying to build, everybody else is using the emotion to then accelerate their power. We're starting to slide into Finneganese ourselves, Bob. It's pretty sad. But you're using that power to marvel the syncing up of that power flowing through you. Which won't be odd. It feels odd. It's like the first time you have an orgasm, you think you're going to die. And then it's like a release, and you go, ah. You know, it's like, if you don't know that, it's like the first time you take a shit. It's very, very traumatic. Like, you want me to do what? This is terrible. So then what happens, you start getting used to that process, and you know how to sort of assuage it and get ahead of it. You know what's going on. It's the same way with power from ascension. You're not surprised anymore. You're pleased that you shook yourself and wished not that the spirit had departed from you. You have to build that with an emotion, otherwise you have no throat. Remember we talked about the throat?
Right. So she been going shooter off. That's the grannies.
Uh-huh. And
they're shooting. Let me say this. They're shooting the unawares. The people they're going to shoot are going to be shocked. That they got shot.
Sure. The shock shooters. The shooters that are shot, you're shot. The shocked shot shooters will be surprised.
You hear Nord Farwellen's roaster? A shiffle, a shuffle, the wavy they. From Dancing Tree till Sutton Stone, there's lads, no lie, would filter crown to mull their sack and brew their tay. With water parted from the say. Now this refrain, water parted from the say, which is repeated, is from another part of the book. I can't remember which part it was. It might be chapter 8.
Third chapter.
Okay. It's repeated in that chapter. So then, Lelong and Windu's a silver born and rooted to Rochelle Lane and Liberties. Those mulling guard minstrels are Marshall Singh, Partoon Pipe Road, underwear perked on Holloway Hill, that poor man of Lyons, good Duke Wellington, Hugon Hugon, come Aaron Wards, had here come to the bell's bows and been cutate trapped and been cut a trap by the Mausers. That was a rifle, I think, a Mauser. Now is it town again, Lawn Mayor of Dublin, or Lord Mayor of Dublin, and of course the toller, plus the daughter of his eyes with her. Moke the once, why do we aim like a pose of Potter Peast? That's that section from like page 23. I don't remember what it was, pose of something. Why are you a pea? Pot of peas. While the dummy shoots the sharper rope, and they all pour forth, sans butley, tuppeter, sourier, the rouge and generand, a bartler of the boyne, still our Benjamin Lee Fest.
You're going too far.
Into 372, that's it? So you want to stop at...
Go on down, since you're going that far, because you got to go to the scientists. Now we're going to find out who the goat. You're the goat, Bob. So the goat, wait. We got to find out about the scienters. So keep going until the end of that paragraph.
Moke the wants. Why do we aim alike oppose a poter piece while the dummy shoots the sharper rope? And they all pour forth.
See?
Sons, but...
See, everybody's running around killing each other. Nobody can figure out why. And then they'd say, well, that's okay. Well, that's not okay. And then it turns into, we said about a year and a half ago, it would be like the purge.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like that. And everybody just laugh, kookaberry laugh.
Mm-hmm. All right, for those listening, especially in the Finnegan's Wake greeting group, we're describing this year, the year of the tribulations here in 2021, here in America. And they all pour forth. Sands, Butley, Tuffeter, Sawyer, the Ruse and Jennerin, our Bartler of the Boyne, Stiller, Benjamin, Leafist, sometime Frankling to this city, whereas big rented him appears, half supporters for his arms, Hosiah Pipkin, Amos Love, Raoul Lefebvre, Blaise Tabutot, Blaise Tabutot, Jeremy Yop, Francis DeLumis, Hardy Smith and Sequin Petit, followed by the snug saloon chenade of our Café Beranger, the scenic tutors. Beranger, that's Gerald Beranger, who distributed my album at the beginning. So usually there's 12 people listed in these groups, the 12 citizens, I think it is. 12 disciples, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, but there was Tuppeter, Sawyer above there, and Moke the Wand, so probably 12 in that paragraph. So the scenic tutors are the signer, would you call them? Scienters. Scenic tutors.
That's the ones who cause all this. See, I have something that causes all this. That's the, who are the scienters behind this.
Well, that's us.
Well, go for it. We'll see. Coming to a nod near you.
Okay, so let me unmute people so you can talk, interpret, look at the notes, unmute all.
All participants are now unmuted.
Anybody want to say something? You can project anything you want here.
Well, I was thinking about the Chinese rewriting the Bible.
Yeah.
They changed the story of Jesus. They put that he was a martyr, something like that.
This is today? So, when did this get done?
I think last week.
Last week? So it's a communist Bible?
Yeah, I don't know why they rewrote it and made a new fake version or change different things.
Wow. Well, they're trying to be different.
That made me think about the power of the language, how something evokes emotions, memories. It's like a virtual reality.
Yeah.
And
thanks for the memories.
That was a card in McLuhan's Do Line card deck. Thanks for the memories. MAMMARIES.
But these are things that may seem absurd. Like, why would the Chinese, the communist, would be interested in changing the Bible? It will make no sense for most people.
Well, it's in the prison house of language. Language is archetypal. You can't get rid of it. Media, you can't get rid of. So you have to work with it. So they changed the content of something they couldn't get rid of.
Well, the thing is, like, we engage in with all these bodies in different realities that you say is as real as this reality with the physical body.
Yeah.
And how they want to affect or manipulate, whatever, but what Dion says about all the books you study with them and what they really mean. It's really amazing, and I just wonder what is really behind that the Chinese rewrote the Bible.
Hey, you got a thought on that, Ion?
Yeah, what you want to think?
Well, why they want to change the Bible?
Why not? They're trying to undo everything else. They're trying to de-dragon the dragon.
Yeah, because the dragon is America. So they're trying to create another scene in China.
Yeah, and they're using the proof from the first Jesus, who kind of was a martyr. But it's hard to be a martyr when you don't die.
Yeah, he didn't die. How was he murdered? How was the attempt? What means?
They're saying that Jesus wasn't a savior. He was a martyr, but they mean in the context of like John the Baptist was a great patriot for this coalescence of the world as we know it. He is driven by, they wrote a Bible that's driven by emotion.
Who, the Chinese did?
Yeah.
Driven by emotion. And this Bible, which you had a hand in writing, is not driven by emotion.
Yeah. Correct.
And maybe because for so many Americans, the Bible is so important. They say also that Jesus murdered a woman, that he stoned a woman, something like that.
That's the Catholic joke, Roxy.
They joked about.
I think it's in this Chinese Bible.
They joked about Jesus.
No, third Jesus. They made a reference point about it. It's where they found this. If you were found in adultery or sin, you were stoned, publicly stoned. And so they found this woman. She was whoring, and she'd been good at what she's doing. Anyway, it's gonna stone her in the public square. And Jesus went up there. And he said, stop it! Wait a minute. He said, ye who be without sin, cast the first stone. Okay? And so, then all of a sudden in the background, way back in the back of the crowd, all of a sudden he looked up in the sky and a boulder came up. It blocked out the sun. It came over. It squashed the little girl. There was not even a greasy spot left. And so she was stoned to death. And then you know what Jesus said?
Oh, mother.
Oh, mother!
Oh.
She supposedly was without sin. And so then they were trying to blame that murder on Jesus because he incited the riot. And it's like Trump, they were going to impeach him. They were going to impeach him because he was inciting a riot.
And it was his mother?
No, we're just being cheeky as the cat. Everybody says everything is sin except for Jesus. Let's see. Only Jesus fucking Christ is without sin.
I was talking to a young man trying to become a Catholic the other day, and he was trying to...
You've been so good as a Protestant, Bob. Why would you want to change to Catholic? You've been so comfortable as a Protestant.
Not about me. Another guy. He grew up in a mafia family, spent time in jail, all this bad stuff, and so now he's trying to be a Catholic, and he's got a fiance, and he was trying to convince her not to do any sodomy. He says it's difficult. They like to do sodomy, but he thinks to be a Catholic, you can't do that.
He's a fool. Shit. They stick their willies anywhere. They stick their willy through the priest to stick their willy through the screen and get a handy during confession.
Yeah.
But going back to the Bible, to the apocalypsis, how do you say it?
Apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
Yeah.
They say the four angels are going to be replaced, you know, the time where all the veils come down.
Yeah.
And the angels are going to be replaced by the other angels that are going to do the four winds or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. We'll see. Well, that's the old school. Okay, move on. Let's go. This is getting boring.
Did you want to say more about that, Roxy?
Well, just that maybe this trying to change the Bible or modifying these records are part of that.
The printing press, part of the Gutenberg galaxy, rewriting history. The Chinese are just getting into the book reality. It's all new to them to change the content of the book, to rewrite history. So that's it. They're naive, novelty engagement with the Gutenberg book. And they want to make it like their oral culture, where there's nothing stable. At least there's endless change in the acoustic space. So they're trying to acousticize the Bible by altering it as an archetypal gesture.
Whatever that is. Okay, anybody else got stuff to say? Come on.
Can I be heard?
I don't know. Is this Brad?
I don't know.
Is this Brad or Bilt?